But then you, Baba made you twist his ear.
What?
Baba made you twist his ear.
Yes, that also.
But don't.
Everything what is printed here is absolutely correct and right. Mm-hmm. No? It all happened. Without it happening, how it could?
Well, no, some things I asked Bao was not correct about this.
Bao was not there at that time.
No, not this incident, but some other incident about New Life. He had written but wasn't correct.
I don't see.
But
when this happened, Bao was not there.
Yes.
Bao came, joined Baba at Masuri in 1952.
But did you feel bad then?
What bad?
Did this thing had happened? That Baba might
it's
have
all, you know, it's all Baba's Leela, it is all divine game, you know, comes and goes like this.
But when Baba went to touch your feet, you remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
And what happened?
Yes.
Some
expression of love that God, Meher Baba, like this. See, what Baba does, we can't judge with our brain. One thing, we should know that we should not disobedience Baba, you know, disobedience Baba's order as much as we can.
Hmm.
One should be obedient to Baba as much as possible. And knowing this, yet sometimes due to weakness, some disobedience comes. It is up to him to forgive, you know.
But it was so amazing to you that Baba himself was bowing down.
Yes,
to you,
yes,
it caused you such a stir.
Mm, yes, that's correct. No one wants to
have
Baba
God.
Being God, you know, to yes. touch my feet, but happened. You know.
Yes.
When a plane crashed from the sky, rolling down, any scream or anything in the plane we got.
But then, I read another incident. Well, maybe you could tell me some more about it, because they didn't talk about it so much. It only mentioned one line. And said that sometime Muhammad was sent to Bombay to stay with you.
Yes, sir.
And what happened?
This is the thing that I know. You have read there somewhere?
Yes, it's written.
No, where?
In Wayfarers.
In Wayfarers?
Only one line, though. It says only that when you were staying in Bombay during New Life,
yes,
and it only says Muhammad was sent to stay with Ali Akbar in Bombay.
Yes. Muhammad, see, in those days, in 1941, up to 1943, I was in Bombay. I had my shop, tea shop in Bombay, Pulava. And one day, it happened that someone brought Muhammad. I think Baidul brought Muhammad, that Baba wants you to keep Muhammad with you.
No telegram?
No. So, I engaged the room for this. There was an order from Baba that I should not bow down to him and pay respect to him. No, just keep him. So I purchased, I got a hire room, you know, on land.
Next to where you were, or no?
Near about. It was in the building, Dr. Jerome Fernandez building. I kept him there. And I engaged a man to look after him. Because he was must, you know, to bring food for him, to clean his pot and all this. So, I kept him there. But interesting incidents happened there.
Yes.
I was kept it was in second floor. And in Bombay, people sleeping down on the road, footpath. One night, Muhammad, from the window, he threw down plates, glasses, this, that, utensils, down. And the people were sleeping then, it fell down. Luckily, it did not hurt anyone, but it was. They feared that it might happen on them like this. They were sleeping like this. So in the morning, the deputation went to doctor. His clinic was opposite my shop. That Irani kept the madman up. And he threw all these plates and utensils in the night. we got disturbed, feared, and all this. Doctor called me, said, see, this is the position. I promised doctor that today before sunset, I will solve this problem. Immediately I took some money, went to bazaar. I brought jali, you know, what's called iron netting, with carpenter and nail and hammer and everything. I told him to close the window with that, so that he could not throw it down anything.
Good idea.
Yes. Finish. It went for some time. Another problem came up. That Muhammad, it has a habit with Muhammad to go to latrine 4 hours, not coming out. 4 hours, 5 hours. 6 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the day. So that floor had 8 rooms. Each room occupied by several persons. And they were boycott, Guanis. They want to go over to workshop for work and this and that. Now, one latrine occupied by one man, so the tenants of 8 rooms, which they were number 30, there was one latrine and insufficient. So this, and the door, Muhammad would keep the door open. He would go, Are kuri hai ka hai, bahar ya? Haak tu jai ya. This was abuse on the mother. They would shock, you know, what kind of man is this? He's not coming out. Again the deputation went to doctor. Again doctor called, see, they are right. One man goes inside, not coming out for 4 hours, 5 hours. And what about the others? How can they, you know? And they have to go to work. Again doctor called me. I told doctor, I give you promise, today this problem will be solved. Immediately I took some money, went to bazaar, brought carpenter and made an artificial commode inside the room. It was in the muri, you know, like this. So I told Muhammad, now the latrine is under repair, you use here, and I would not even allow to go outside. I told him, you a whole day you can sit on this commode. So all right. And I would throw the pot away and this and clean like this. This was going on for some days. For 6 months, Muhammad was with me in Bombay. Then, in the meantime, I changed his room to another building.
Why is it?
Because the thing was that after happening these things continuously, it was I decided he should be removed. You know. One more thing was there. If Muhammad was brought down, in the staircase he would not move, either going up or coming down. He would just stand in the staircase, and the staircase was narrow.
Sometimes you'd take him outside?
Yeah, sometime, not all the time. This was the position. So I changed the room.
Mm.
In the other building, there were people of Ratnagiri. They were Muslims.
Mm.
One day, some ladies talked to him. They were speaking Marathi.
Mm.
Even the Muslims of Ratnagiri, they speak Marathi. Mm. So he said, "Me Ratnagiri chao, ahai, maja baiko hai, maja ye hai te." He would give all the description from there. And they knew all the localities of Ratnagiri, this, that. So they became acquainted with him. One day he said, I want to go to Ratnagiri. Then Muhammad told me, Mala Ratnagiri is Azaicha. For 1 or 2 days I did not heed. But when he was repeatedly said, several days, then I wrote to Baba, that he says, I want to go to Ratnagiri. A letter came from Baba that sent him to Ratnagiri. But you don't go. So I inquired from somewhere that anyone goes to Ratnagiri. One man came up. He said, I go. So I purchased ticket for him. This was in war time, you know, and not the steamer available. Very crowded, very hard to get the ticket, and the ticket was sold with black market.
Where is Ratnagiri?
In Bombay. A steamer would go.
But where? I'm not familiar.
It's in between Bombay and Goa.
I think 150 miles, isn't it? 150 miles, 200 miles, yes, like this. 200 miles. It go by bus and go by a steamer, but a steamer is short. Yeah, bus is going long way. All right. Now it was war time. Ticket would not be available. From 4 o'clock in the morning, there would be queue, hard queue. And the ticket was sold dull price. I sent the man, I said, anyhow, you go and purchase the ticket. He went and with great difficulty, with black market, he got 2 tickets. Now I arranged for taxi for Muhammad to go, and Muhammad would not sit in the taxi. Taxi was standing there. He would make like this, no? Try, go. Half an hour, 1 hour. The taxi man would say, Baba, what is this? What kind of... I would say, Baba, let the meter go. I pay you the money. But said, I can't detain so much for one passenger. I have to business, work. Then I have to pacify him to this, that, with all the great difficulty, remembering Baba of our... Yeah. I bring the key. Then I got him in the taxi. In the way between Kulaba and in the Mazgan dog, Alexandra dog, he started weeping in the taxi. That why you sent me in that Ratnagiri? I told him, you are the man who said I want to go to Ratnagiri. I wrote to Meher Baba and Meher Baba written to me that you want to go to Ratnagiri and said, now you say things like this. Baba had written me that you tie 5 rupee note, 5 rupees, you know, on a piece of cloth on his chest. Yeah. I gave sufficient money to that man to take care after him, and I purchased fruits, eatables with him. That man took him to Ratnagiri and came back.
Only they went there one day and then came back?
Yes, just left it in and came back, because the man was there. Must be 2 days seeing other people and came back.
But you mean Muhammad just stayed with
Muhammad his stayed. Muhammad just he dropped in Ratnagiri. Yes, yes.
What did he do?
He was there because he belonged to that.
He knew people.
Yes,
Muhammad
yes.
knew people.
Yes, knew people. He was from there. He must have said some locality. This. I told him just drop him down, give him some money and food, and you come back. So because he belonged to that
but place. He knew to go.
Yes, yes, yes. So. After when he returned to Bombay, after 6 months, a letter came from Baba that called Muhammad from Ratnagiri. Call him back.
After 6 months, he stayed in
Bombay. Only.
He stayed in Ratnagiri for 6 months.
He stayed there. He was there.
You were sure he was all right?
I wanted to get rid of him. I wanted to get rid of him. The moment Baba wrote me that send him to Ratnagiri, it was a pleasure for me to, it was a great headache. So I sent him to Ratnagiri. After 6 months, Baba's letter came that call him from Ratnagiri, but you don't go. I found another man, sent him there, gave him money. And he went there. He had changed the place, had gone to far interior somewhere. He found him, searched, combed over all Ratnagiri and find him.
Your seat should be there.
We're disturbing now. Come this way. He's staying.
All right, come. Right. Yes, sit here. So, I cut his photo from the Perfect Master book. In Perfect Master there was Muhammad's picture.
Yes.
I cut the picture from Perfect Master and gave to the man and told him to go to Ratnagiri, find this man and bring to Bombay. He went and found him and brought to Bombay. Then when Baba Ditan comes to Bombay, you send him to Mehrabad. I took him with great difficulty, with hardship, took him to Mehrabad, myself.
He was from Bombay also, was he?
No. Originally from Ratnagiri. He had come to Bombay, staying at Paiduni. Some of Baba lovers, Baba had ordered bring musk or mat, so he was netted.
Yes, but I heard he had wife also.
Yes, he had married. wife, but children.
You never saw her?
No, I didn't. So then what happened? I took him to Baba, to Mehrabad. Baba gave him bath, new clothes and everything. Then he says, Dada, Mala Ratnagirila Pato. It was...
What does that mean?
This means Baba sent me to Ratnagiri. It was an atom bomb on my head. I was so much fed up with to handle this man. And I was, you know, I was in a fix. If I said to Baba, Baba, I will not do, this was a disobedience to Baba. And this means I am not obeying Baba. And I did not like to make Baba displeased, you know. And at the same time, I did not like at all such thing. Then what happened? Immediately Baba said, take him to Ratnagiri. Again?
Oh, no.
I could not refuse to Baba that I will not take him. I said, all right. They sent me in a tanga to the railway station. We got in the train to Bombay. Now, you know what happened in the Pune station? Just 10 minutes before train arriving at Pune station, big station, Mohammed said, Mala Lagvila Zaycha, I want to go to Pidi. I went there, opened the latrine gate, you know. So now see, this is the compartment, you know. This is the compartment of the train. This is the door of the train, you know, the passenger coming and going. And here is the latrine, you know. When the latrine is open, this door cannot be open. When you shut this, only this could be open. Because this door opens from the inside.
Yes.
Then what happened? Mohammed came and stood here. He did not go inside. He did not move from that. And the plane and the train stopped at the platform. Pune station. Now this was a 60-man bogey. Very long bogey. 60 passengers. All wanted to go down, they could not. Passengers wanted to come, could not. All blocked. I beseech Mohammed, either you go inside, or you come, you sit there. He would not open it. No. In the meantime, there was a chaos and confusion, you know, among passengers. There was boiling point. A Muslim family came with his wife. The door was closed, you know. The door was closed. He pushed a little gear and Mohammed abused him. He was a graduate, not educated class Mohammedan, Muslim. When he pushed him, he abused him. Why you push this? What sort of this man is standing here, not allowing the door to be open? He pushed his wife inside. And the wife looked at Mohammed like this. That woman frightened. His wife frightened. She went at the corner of the seat and made like this. You know, his sari put like this. In the meantime, his husband was outside.
What happened?
His husband wanted the key from her to open the suitcase, to take some money, to purchase something. And he was shouting at her. He would not give response. Then he said, Khatun, Khatun. Kya deera ho gayi ho? You have become deaf? Are you deaf? Then she did not, you know, show her face to all that, but Mohammed was looking like this. Shaven and shawl. She said, by sitting here, she made like this. This means that man looking at me, horrified me. Now, chaos and confusion, that man looked at Mohammed, and Mohammed was looking like this. He went and called the police.
Oh, no.
He called for, without some other passenger. They went to the railway police and called the railway police. That some passenger in this boat harassed all passengers. Not let him come. Not let any passenger to come down. Not let any passenger to come up. But luckily that compartment has two doors. The passengers saw this chaos and confusion. They started using one door. So the one door of Muhammad was standing all blocked. No one could enter, no one could right. Railway police came. Now railway police came and stood up like this. He wanted to guess and see the situation first. What is going inside this body? The people went to complain to the station master. But luckily when the police came, I was continuously remembering Baba, asking Baba help from within. Baba, save us from the situation. So before the police opened his mouth, I said, this is a harmless man. I am taking on humanitarian ground to Bombay for treatment, just like this. And his condition is like this. Is not sound mind like this. And the police did not say anything. Luckily the police did not order us to get down, you know, otherwise we would get down. You know, when one passenger harasses other passengers, not allowed to be traveled. In the meantime, after 10 or 15 minutes, train started. 45 minutes, I was in, perspiring. All the time, Muhammad did not go inside the latrine. Had he gone to inside the latrine, the problem would be solved. Or if he would sit on bench, problem would be solved. But he did not, did neither of it. So chaos. Then when I took him to Bombay, you know, I called again taxi to take him to Ratnagiri. But in the taxi he wept, said, I don't want to go to Ratnagiri. I sent telegram to Mayor Baba that he does not want to go to Ratnagiri. Then Baba said, all right, bring him back to Mayor Baba. And that was the last of it. It was, I was exhausted, you know. Day and night after him, I had to run the business, see to other things, and all this. It was a test, big test from Baba to me. But thank Baba.
So you weren't one that went out on must trips. So
oh my God. See, Baba gave me the experience of the 10 years must trip in one trip. Yeah. Muhammad. It was such a hard to handle him, you know. When Muhammad was taken to England, in the dock, you know, Adi's, Baba's brother Adi, he was there, this. But Muhammad would make Baidul cry, you know, Baidul weep in the cabin when they would bring food for Muhammad and food for Baidul. He would eat Baidul's food and leave his food there. And Baidul was to be hungry. He said, take your food. It is mine. He said, nay. He would take Baidul's and not. Such a harassment. It is very hard. You can handle hundred of other type of mad or this, but Muhammad, 100% one side, Muhammad one side. Very difficult to handle with Muhammad. Very difficult.
When he was in Bombay before, would you go every day to see him?
Where?
When you had him in room upstairs?
Yes, I would go. I would go every day, twice, thrice. I would go.
And at that time he stayed 6 months before going to Ratnagiri?
He stayed 3 months.
And then when he came three back
months.
From
then he went to Ratnagiri and stayed some 3 or 4 months there. Then I called him. Then I took him to Ahmadnagar. Then he said, I want to go to Ratnagiri. Then to Mehrabad. This was final. Very hard to handle Muhammad, you know, like this. Very hard.
It's a full wartime.
Wartime, 1943.
43.
For full wartime.
Was Hitler looking?
I think the second front has not started. It was that Europe was captured by Hitler and they were making ocean war in the British Channel, of the British Channel, to prevent. Hitler wanted to make ocean war so that from British land, second front, they should not open, they could not open. But they came, they crashed out.
You and your mother went to see Baba in Pune?
I and my mother went to see Baba and the Mormons, yes. So, somewhat from see Baba, you know, that Baba was alone, and Baba, and my mother wanted to talk something, and my mother wanted to talk about a private chat, and what she wanted. And then, just talking to Baba, I was not here to hear her. I was sitting far, she may be talking privately, you know. At that time, maybe she, my mother must have asked Baba to stay with Baba and to serve him, you know, because he was a perfect master at that time. He knew Baba as perfect master. So Baba said, how can you serve me? Because I'm not staying in one place. But if I ever, if I think of settling down, when I've settled down in Mehrabad permanently, I'm not settled down in Mehrabad permanently, I just come and go. But when I do settle down permanently in Mehrabad and open a women's ashram, which I've never done, only Manjali means that young men ashram, young men. But if he allows women to stay in the ashram, open the ashram for women, then he will call her first. This is what I'm Baba promised my mother. So my mother waited, she was very happy and all that. Then of course Baba asked me, there's something to do with the fast and all that. I was fasting and all that. And some other fast I was doing, something that Musafir, you know, that Hindu fast, the Hindu and Ekadasi Gavardhana, there's a fast that comes twice a month once, that also I forget now. But so I told Baba, that now this Hindus, this thing, but being in Pune now here, I don't remember when that day comes. How can I know? I can't keep track of Hindu
calendar.
I don't do that. So Baba said, all right, don't do that. No, do this. He gave me Parsi to Parsi calendar means rest in calendar, two separate days of the month. And all the days of the month is rest in, you know, you have 8 days for a week and then you repeat the same Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But rest in, you have all 30 days separate names. And they are all from separate different saints. And God's aspect, you may call it, as you want.
But you weren't going to school at this time then?
No, but then was that.
After you had left Sequoia and come to Pune?
I'd seen Baba in Mehrabad first. After that, I did not go to school.
No.
But let me see now. So I told Baba about the day, these 2 nice days to pass. And he told me I can take only twice milk and nothing else. So that. I never liked milk. Why, when time came to take milk, it was like taking gastro. You know? I never liked milk. But to obey Baba, we had to do all this. Anyway, so I kept that fast. I don't know how long, maybe a year or so, that I don't know. By that time afterwards, we came to stay with Baba, and then he didn't want us to fast. Now, what I want to tell you, what was I now telling? Want to tell you again?
Well, that was the second time you'd seen Baba at close quarters?
Yes. The second time. And then after that, you know, the third time when Baba came to Pune, I used to travel in the, and we were at our own home in this nice big place, you know. And Baba, then next time when he came to Pune, we did not know Baba was in Pune. Baba had come for a day or so, I don't know, but we hadn't got the message that has come. So Baba himself came to our gate, you know, but he didn't come inside the house. I mean, inside the compound, he did not come. And that was his great reason, and we knew what. That we don't go into it, but he outside the gate, Baba's car waited, and that was not in the daytime, it was night, about 7:30, 8 o'clock, say, 8 o'clock. It was dark, you know. And then Baba sent one of the people, Manvi, who was with Baba in the car, to go and tell the old man that I'm here, she can come and have darshan. So my mother and myself, we went, you know, she said, that's Baba in the car, why? And I that you with Baba, you know, feel so like this. And then, my mother had, Baba still inside the car. Baba's feet were like that, you know. And then my mother bowed on Baba's feet, kissed Baba's feet, and Baba said something to her, I don't know what to say, Baba said it to the back. And then Baba doctor was probably sick. Then my mother moved away, and then I Mom was dead. I stood, my mom was sitting up, you know. I think up, he was in such a good, but I still have a white figure like that, maybe white coat, you know, such a. And Baba, Baba said something to me. I don't know what he said.
I don't remember.
No, just a few words. And Baba said, all right, Baba said, I just came with this for a few minutes. And I said, let him go now. But he did not send word because he was leaving Pune very quickly and early than he thought and so on. So then we had that time, which was third time, fourth time. And now, after that, after how long, after that, I don't remember the duration of the time, but this I remember is Baba's telegram came to my mother, for my mother to come as soon as we can come, you know, early as possible, and to bring a trunk full of clothes, and to last for about 1 whole year, and a bedding, and so. And here, in the house, we had valuable things also. Right? My mother said, we must not think of anything. One trunk of clothes and one berry. So, my mother was very happy at that. I was called her and all that. And then we packed, it was packing as fast as I could, all the new clothes, new blouse. And my mother said, I must wear a sari. I was only 14, I think, 15, going on at 15. And so on.
Even though you were so young, you wanted to go to be with Baba.
Yes. I knew about Baba. I'd seen Baba close quarters, and then we knew about the Sadhguru and all about that time.
But such a different life from living in such a nice house in Pune than to live at Mehrabad, do that work.
No, yes, but we were ready to anything to be with Baba, you know, and we knew that we must serve the master and all that. So we were eager to do work for Baba and all that. So my mother then put a big padlock on the door, and the horse where the stable, one was riding horse and one was a carriage horse, and my mother said, if we start to do all this, you know, to try to put the service, that would take time, and service will be all like this, why is this happening, all of a sudden you're leaving for good, you know, so my mother did not say anything, why pick up this atmosphere and make it difficult for ourselves, you know, we have to go to Baba, so we are going to another place, so they were looking after the place, whoever they were, you know. And we left. My mother said, Baba, see to everything. We just obeyed him. So we again came to in the train, and we went to Mehrabad. And there, my mother, myself, and Baba's old aunt, Baba had sent for Pune. And just with Jeeva in this room, there were 2 rooms in this room, and we were cooking for the mandali. There were quite a handful of mandali, but I never counted them, and I didn't see their faces properly, also. I was not that way anyway. To stare at people. Anyway, I don't know who was there, but I think Gustachi was there, Paji was there, Nanda's father was there. The other must be Ramju, I think Adi was living in Ahmednagar, because after Manjali Meen, Baba had sent everybody to their home. They were Baba's mandali, each one had their home, Baba sent them. So, what did I say? So, there were a handful. So, handful means about 8, 10. People, and we 3 means about 12, 13, 14 people's food. So, bagula, what do you call this? Rice, my mother, and I used to wash the things. I used to help in the kitchen and being very important and very happy that I'm doing service to Baba's Mehrabad, you know, and washing the rice and drawing into them to bring firewood and doing the garlic and what. Everything spice, everything, and then washing the utensils, long story and all that. Anyway, Baba was in seclusion also that time. I still remember, you know, small room down the hill that was built very first when Baba came to Mehrabad. He had this little room built because he knew he was to be in seclusion, and there was no place down the hill to be in seclusion, proper place. You know.
That's Baba's room now, present Baba's
that's
room.
That's called Jokri.
Oh, yes.
And first we used to call it Agra Koti, but you know, Padis changed to say it is Jokri, and so it's, you say Jokri. It has 4 sides. Narrow,
yes, I see.
Veranda, yes. And this tiny room by itself. Yes. And that is Baba's seclusion. And Baba, when we were cooking there, and you know, the tub was outside. You know, washed up. We didn't have running water. We brought from the well, and there's a big tub like that, like a samovar, but huge thing, and with a tap. And near the tap, I used to wash the utensils and dishes and this and that, yummy, yummy, all that. And this one Mandli Baba allowed to talk to me and as well as fill water in that thing. I was told that only this person. So he was quite young, very young he was. But he was, he loved Baba so dearly and annoying.
What was his name?
Nervous. But his real name I don't remember. But
Baba called him Nervous.
Yeah. So Padre also is not his name. Baba gave him the name Padre. Padre means the priest, you know. He was tall, a bit fairer. You know, he's not like that. He was fair as I am, but he was tall and like that. And when he came to Baba, he was very good looking like this. So Baba called him Padre. Padre means, in Italian, Padre means
Father.
So Padre. And Pendu's name is Pendu, I don't know what it means. Anyway.
It's going back and forth.
Yeah, I'm going to
So, there are other names also Baba gave Manjari. Now, what I was saying is Baba, you know, I finished his seclusion work, and he opened the door, but not outside he was. The door was open, inside he was sitting, but he could see outside at that. And on the road, nobody, just a farmer, or very quiet. So, Baba Ji inside, I don't know, I can't see Baba. Baba was inside the room and dark inside. Baba said, was outside the room. And Baba saw nervous filling the water in the tap and in the bottle of the tub. Now we're washing dishes. And nervous, then after pouring water on that, then he's still there, he's telling me, you know. He said, do you know how fortunate you are? Do you know who Baba is? That is, and that you're serving Baba. See, and nobody nowadays who love Baba, and you are very close to love Baba and come stay with him and now serving Baba. How very fortunate Baba is, the perfect master, you know what perfect master. And he was talking about himself also and about being in Manjil and me, you know, just a bit like that. When he went to draw wash from there, then he came back and he would tell us more. So, we were talking about that. And Baba from far saw that he was talking. He was talking to me. So Baba, when he was out of seclusion after a day or two, it was 7 days I think, but after a day or two when he was after, his time was over and he came outside, he was with the Manjari, you know, in another house. And from there, Baba had broken his fast by eating plain dal and thin dal with plain white boiled rice, you know, for 2-3 days he had to have very plain food and stomach and then he had set out. So then after that, after a day, Baba came over to our place. I talked to my mother and he said, the food was nice to cook. And he said that they're taking care of the food, how well it's cooked and they do it with love and all that. He told his aunt also something and all that. And I was standing aside. And then Baba turned around to me. Baba said, when you're washing dishes outside, Nervous was talking to you. What was he saying? What was he talking about? I tried to remember what he was talking about. I remember it was all about Baba and Manjil. I said, Baba, he's telling me about you and Manjil and me and all that. He loves me. He loves me very much. I'm happy that I never asked him. And then Baba went, well, I still remember that he was so naughty. He knows everything, but he wants to see Baba.
He knows, but he'll still ask.
He still asks. So you know about the Udwala. Also, strength to the Udwala. The two little workers that have. And then we make a little garden, things around it. And of course, we ate up the walls afterwards. They're delicious biscuits. And Baba would come and see all this and look at the toys on the trees and make some humorous remarks or sometimes. And really very happy with it. Then he would tell us women to go in and he'd go and call the men Mandli and show off these things to the men. See this. And Dr. Nilu, Dr. Nilkant, whom we call Nilu, the Indian doctor and the English doctor. Dr. Duncan was the English doctor and Nilu was the Indian doctor. So, Baba used to always tease him. So when he looked at this little nigger boy that we had made as one of the toys on the Christmas tree, Baba turned to Nilu, who was rather dark, quite dark skinned, and said, Nilu, that's just like you. And afterwards, Nilu would say, but am I really so dark? I said, no, not exactly. No, but Baba didn't mean that. And he said, but Gavar is dark, too. He's always between the doctors. I said, no, Gavar isn't dark. Oh, but she puts powder. If I put powder, I wouldn't look so dark. I said, no. So we'd have really great fun. But Nilu means dark, blue. And he's the only child of the whole family who was dark complexioned. He said his sisters
were as fair as I was. He told me. That's why he was named Nilu. He was just the one. So there was always so much Baba fun in any of these little things. The innocent fun that kept us, that felt part of our life with Baba was so much there. Like when we were so cloistered in Mehrabad on the hill in the very early years when we came from Nasik. So there was no outlet whatever. Even from the room, if we went to the kitchen and from the kitchen back to the room with that little garden that was in between. So Baba would play badminton with us. There was no tin shed that you see now under which we sit and eat and play ping pong. But Baba would play badminton with us. We would play badminton in the morning. And then we would have the birds to look after. That was one of his things. Cool. I said, no more, Lily, now, no more. This is the last one we're having. And we had this beautiful peacock, which also we got from Bangalore. And when Erich's family came from Nagpur to live with us that time, 1938, one of the things they brought from the household, the rest was just sold according to Baba's wish. And one of the things was an enormous swing. The poles were high up, the very high poles that put together that beautiful swing could be there, the chain and the board. It was a big thing. So the peacock, whose name was Moti, which means curd, would go and perch on the top of that for the night, on top of that swing, very high. Now, that swing was between our room and the kitchen. So if after it was dusk and there's something we had to go and get from the kitchen, which was unusual, but if it happened, then we could barely see. But when we go into the kitchen, with Moti sitting on top of that tail was the most colorful, resplendent, canopy of color, like a curtain, most beautiful dazzling. Even in the dusk, you could see that. And if you were in a hurry, you just removed, you know, just put aside that tray like you would put aside a curtain when you're going. And there, it just that waterfall cascade of colors would be there between us. That was there. Oh, many, many other pets. And then, of course, some of the pets which we couldn't have as pets was made up for by Baba in the new life. In the new life, we had a camel, which I always wondered why Baba bought. He didn't keep a camel, so we had a camel in the new life. But I don't matter about we even had horses.
What about Lucky Ducky?
Oh, don't talk about that. But that's when we were in Bangalore. Unfortunately, Baba gave that away. Lucky Ducky were a pair of pigs.
They were pet grooms.
Yes, not Gachi
Gachi.
Of course, we had monkeys. Well, you're out of luck. So there was Lucky sitting on the windowsill, squeezed that tube, and the squeezed toothpaste was like a ribbon coming right out. And we almost wanted to catch it. Lucky, the toothpaste. And there's a very lovely picture of Baba sitting on an easy chair with little Lucky here. And once Lucky's on his shoulder. So. Is that what you mean? Yeah. So we had some idea of what it must be to have a child because there were no children there. You see, so we had Lucky the monkey. Oh yes, and we had fish. When we were traveling with so many of the pets at the time, there was this fish bowl, beautiful big glass bowl of goldfish, which we were traveling with. And after a while, as usual, when the women couldn't manage a thing, it was passed on to the men. So we had made a support for it, a net out of very coarse string, so that we could hold it, and also it would be safe, because it's a beautiful glass bowl like that. And sometimes on the station far off, we'd see Baidu carrying that fish bowl along. There's so much to do, and so much luggage, and everything was like that to be done. And then one day, on our travels, because we all over India, we were going in the blue bus, and in the train, and with Baba traveling. And then one day, as soon as we get to some place, a dark bungalow, which means a rest house, or wherever the offices in the British Times used to rest, each place is a dark bungalow. So we would reserve that in advance, or just go and be there. So what we did, once when we got to Ajmer, the first thing I had to do was, when that was sent on again to the women, was to change the water and put fresh water for the fish.
Well, I did baths and this. Everything had to be done in time. In the morning, we found all the fish had committed suicide. They all jumped out of the water. And we couldn't imagine. We couldn't believe what happened.